Westlock. Westlock's U18-2 Warriors open the 2022 portion of their Northern Alberta Interlock Hockey League schedule Saturday night with a big win over the league-leading Lacrete Lumberjacks. The Warriors and Lumberjacks were knotted at 2 after the first 20 minutes, then tied again 3-3 at the end of the second period. Coach Paul Olson said the Warriors were finally able to break the deadlock with a goal from Jackson Rufianj with just under 8 minutes to go to hand the Lumberjacks their second defeat of the year. Olson said Lacrete has been running roughshod over the Tier 1 half league and sat with an 8-1-1 record and 71-29 goal differential coming into the January 8th game. Lacrete rolled over the Warriors 10-4 back on November 20th, while dismantling the Barrhead Steelers the 10th to the 1st of January 7 in Barrhead and then drilling Athabasca 8-1 on January 9th. But what impressed Olson the most in the victory was the contributions up and down the lineup as all three lines chipped in for goals. And with Westlock slated to play host to the U18 Tier 2 Provincial Championships March 31st to April 3rd, the Warriors are going to need all their shooters hitting the mark. The Lumberjacks and Warriors will meet two more times this month, January 22nd in Westlock and then January 30th in Slave Lake. Right from puck drop the boys were ready to play. "We didn't hang back and wait," said Olson the day after the game. "They worked as a team and we got contributions from everyone, which was nice to see. That's going to be the biggest thing for us going forward." Olson said league play will determine who gets the zone berth to provincials, and although as provincial hosts they have an automatic bid, they want to win the league title. With this victory the club now sits with a 4-3 record in the league. "With this win we've beat all the Tier 1 teams and our goal is to win the league," Olson continued. "A lot of the boys haven't had a chance to go to provincials, so they don't really realize what's in store for them. It'll be huge, especially with us hosting. This coming week the Warriors are in Athabasca Friday night, then return home Sunday January 16th, to face Edson with puck drop slated for 2:45 p.m. Senior Warriors also get a W. Meanwhile, Westlock Senior Warriors are now only a game under 500 in the North Central Hockey League after doubling the Bonnyville Pontiacs 8-4 Sunday afternoon. The January 9th road win, the club's fourth in their last five games, has them sitting in sixth place at 4-5-0-1. The Fort Saskatchewan Chiefs are 2 points in front of the Warriors but have played two more games. In Bonnyville, the Warriors pumped the Pontiacs with four straight goals from Clayton Eisler, Zach Mills, Jake Chisma and Chris Brand to start the game. The Pontiacs got one back to start the second, which was quickly answered 26 seconds later with an unassisted marker from Kyle Dronick. Eisler then netted his second of the night, which was followed by a single from Brett Campgees before the Pontiacs netted two more to make the score 7-3 after 40 minutes. In the third, Tyler Campgees got the Warriors' eighth of the night, while a reply from Bonnyville made the final 8-4. Goalie Jordan Brand turned aside 24 of the 28 shots he faced for the win. The Warriors are home for their next three regular season games, with the first slated for this coming Friday, January 14, versus the Morinville Kings at 8:30 p.m. The following night, January 15, the league-leading Lacombe Generals will be in town for a 7:30 p.m. tilt, while Fort Saskatchewan comes to town January 22. George Blaise, Town and Country Today.com.